I'm Maurice Powell. Welcome to A Little Light Music, Manx Radio's regular Thursday evening classical music hour. I should say a light classical music hour. Nothing too long, nothing too heavy. Where shall we start? Frederick Curzon is a favourite composer of British light music of mine. He was not only a fine composer, but a very talented, entertaining organist. In fact, he came here to the Villa Marina Gardens on two occasions for two summer seasons in the late 1950s. And he played the organ there in the Villa Marina Gardens in the afternoons to entertain the crowds dozing away there in their deck chairs in the sun. And occasionally he went inside the villa and joined in with the big bands there for the Sunday concerts. So I think just two summer seasons he was here. Probably his best known piece of music is the Boulevardier, a piece which we've played with the Symphony Orchestra on two or three occasions. But this is the March of the Bowmen from his Robin Hood suite.
Thank you.
Stirring stuff to start this evening's programme. That was The March of the Bowmen by Frederick Curzon from his Robin Hood suite. And now to the music of Aaron Copland. Copland has appeared once or twice, maybe a few years back in this series, and I can't remember for the life of me what we actually played. He's a composer I'm very fond of all the American composers. I think he's the one I'm most drawn to. But here's something I've certainly not played before. It's from his ballet, Billy the Kid. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that ballets with cowboys in, strange to say the least. I can never quite watch Oklahoma and take it seriously with all these cowboys dancing about. But there you go. What can we say about this? This is a lovely piece from the ballet. Obviously, it deals with the story of Billy the Kid and how he was eventually shot by his friend Pat Garrett, so on and so forth. The whole ballet lasts probably half an hour, maybe 40 minutes. This is a nice quiet section called The Prairie at Night, written in 1938. As I say, Copland is a very approachable American poser. He may lack the sort of the jazzy dash and forcefulness of, say, Bernstein, but he's written some lovely, lovely music. Anyway, The Prairie at Night from Copland's Billy the Kid.
Thank you.
And we had to fade that very slightly at the end there because it immediately goes into a gunfight sequence, which is a bit of an abrupt change. So I hope you enjoyed that. From Copeland's Billy the Kid, The Prairie at Night. It's a kind of very atmospheric nocturne, isn't it? With these evocative trumpet solos sounding almost like bugle calls. Very characteristic of a lot of American music, the use of the trumpet. I don't want to go into this too deeply, it's not a lecture, obviously, but it's a feature that I've noticed. Lovely trumpet solos coming out of a sort of a wash of string sound. Very evocative. So we'll perhaps hear some more of Copeland, perhaps something from Appalachian Spring, I think, which is generally recognised as his masterpiece, in a later programme. So this brings us very neatly to the music of Robert Docker, an attractive composer of English light music. He studied the piano, the viola at the Royal Academy of Music, and after military service during World War II, he became a well-respected, highly respected accompanist, arranger and conductor. And for a while, he was one part of a piano duet, and which gave several broadcasts on BBC Radio. This piece I'm going to play now is called Tabarinage, Buffoonery, and it's a kind of a spoof on the can-can, the music of Robert Docker. Thank you. A jolly piece, that. That was Robert Docker's Tabarinage Buffoonery. Now, Docker, like a great many composers of what we call British light music, was not primarily a composer. They were very often conductors in theatre land, accompanists, and, of course, arrangers. But it's surprising how many of them could turn out a really attractive, well-orchestrated, tuneful and memorable composition. And Tabarinage, I think, is a perfect example. And now it's the music of Delius, and I'm going to play one of Delius's major orchestral works, possibly his orchestral masterpiece. I would certainly incline to that view. Others may disagree. This is Brig Fair. It's subtitled An English Rhapsody. The story of this piece came about in 1907 when Delius heard Percy Grainger's arrangement of the Lincolnshire folk song, Brig Fair. Now, Grainger had collected this song, had recorded it, taken it down from the singing of a Lincolnshire bailiff some time earlier, and had arranged it as a choral setting, which is very, very beautiful. Delius heard this piece and fell in love with it and decided to make it the basis of his English Rhapsody. So that's the story of that. It's a wonderful piece. It's really a set of variations on this tune, Brig Fair. So sit back, relax and enjoy it. It's a slightly longer piece than I normally play, but I think very well worth hearing. Delius, Brig Fair. Delius's wonderful English Rhapsody, Brig Fair, a rather longer piece than I normally play. It's not a piece that you can fully appreciate, of course, at first hearing. There are so many wonderful details. But I hope it's maybe whetted your appetite for other of Delius's more substantial orchestral pieces. The number of things there that strike me, I particularly like the way, about halfway through, the bass clarinet comes in with a kind of an echo of the folk song tune, quickly followed by a kind of a skipping, lilting dance, a little bit like a Morris dance, and this builds up to a wonderful, exalted and almost passionate climax. Then the whole thing fades away with brief recollections again of the folk tune. I think it's a wonderful piece, and we shall return to Delius frequently, I think, because although he's not a noted composer of light music, his music is very English, a lot of it in style and content and everything, and he does use a lot of English idioms, so we shall come back to him and maybe hear another piece in a few months' time. So what do we need now? Something to clear the air, I think. Clive Richardson, The Beachcomber. I have played this piece before, and I think the Symphony Orchestra played it a number of years ago at a light music concert that we did. I love its kind of sauntering gait, just, you know, as if you were wandering along a beach on a warm afternoon, seeing what you can pick up. Clive Richardson, The Beachcomber. Another attractive piece of British light music, Clive Richardson's The Beachcomber. A very whistleable tune, that. And now to the music of Ravel, a piece I have played before, unsurprisingly, because it's one of his best-known pieces. After Bolero, I'm guessing the Pavane for A Dead Princess is his best-known piece. It's absolutely gorgeous, and at just over 6 minutes, it's a perfect length. I don't know what Ravel thought about this piece. I did read somewhere that he didn't have a particular princess from history in mind, but he rather liked the title of the piece and just kind of got into that mood and wrote this wonderful piece. He did tell one conductor, for goodness sake, don't take this piece too slowly. He said, I wrote a Pavane for a dead princess, not a dead Pavane for a princess. So anyway, I hope you enjoy this performance, which this evening, I believe, is the Montreal Orchestra, Orchestre Symphonique de Montreal, conducted by Charles Dutoit. A lovely, lovely performance. Ravel's Pavane. Ravel's Pavan for a Dead Princess. And now something short and sweet, I think. The music of Fritz Kreisler, one of the world's greatest violinists and a very good composer and a composer of pastiches as well. A number of his pieces have been mistaken for the music of greater masters. As I say, a wonderful violinist, best known these days probably for his encore pieces. I'm going to play one of these now. This is Liebeslied, Love Song, the music of Fritz Kreisler. Liebeslied, Love Song by Fritz Kreisler. And that brings us to the end of the programme. We just need something to play us out with, and I think I have the perfect piece here. I hope you've enjoyed my selection. I've certainly enjoyed making the selection for you. I've no idea what's coming up next week. Maybe a little bit more Ravel. I'm in a kind of a Ravel mood. Don't know why. So we shall see. So in the meantime, happy listening. Stay safe. And please join me next Thursday at 9. This is Francis Toy's Concert Waltz, The Haunted Ballroom. Goodbye.